Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at chenal.com. It's time to talk hog football with the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Jim's Razorback Pizza with three locations throughout Central Arkansas. Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop in Little Rock, just off the Morgan Maumelle exit, and in Hot Springs off Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square.
First of all, Jadeveon has a muscle strain near his rib area that caused him to miss the game last week against Kentucky. He was in pain, and it was diagnosed later. And obviously, we all handled it poorly. All of us did. If he never plays another snap here, we all should be thankful and appreciative that he came to South Carolina. He's played his part tremendously. I think we're 26-5 since he suited up for South Carolina. I'm all for Jadeveon and his future. And when he's ready to play, we're going to put him out there. He's been coming to treatment, I think, twice a day, Clint told me, doing everything he can to try to get ready to play. I just want to clear the air that Jadeveon, all those number seven jerseys and all the money he's made for our school, he's been a tremendous, important player. And we all, every Gamecock, including me and coaches and everybody out there, we need to be appreciative that he chose South Carolina.
All right. I appreciate Wally Hall that he chose us today to hang out. Yes, Phil, you have a smart aleck comment?
I don't know. It's just the first time I've ever heard a coach refer to all the money that a single player has made for the university.
Well, if the shoe fits, or the rib protector, put it on.
It's true, but, I mean, you just never
hear
that.
That's a good point.
He criticized the player on Saturday. He questioned his integrity and team spirit. That was going to hurt them in recruiting down the road. He had to retract all this.
Okay. Fair point.
You're being recruited. You're a five-star recruit. And you can go play for a guy who criticizes his players, or you can go play for Bielema, who takes the blame and says, we got to coach better.
Put it to you this way. I'd be pretty freaking sure that I knew what I was talking about 100% about the status of my kid before I went public and challenged his manhood about being able to play.
Absolutely.
So I don't know that Spurrier did that. There was poor communication both ways. I would also put 95% of it on the coach, because you know what I expect from kids as far as communication goes? Not much.
Hey, man, he shoots from there. He's always done this. I mean,
right,
I don't know.
But my point is, Phil, here's the thing. He acted like, hey, we found out before the game. Well, that's your bad, dude. If your training staff, your assistant coaches, or you personally are not on the phone with that dude late Friday when you know he hadn't practiced in 2 days, saying, hey, how we doing? How we looking? Are you ready? Are you going to be on the field tomorrow? That's on them.
Agreed. It reflects very poorly upon his communication skills with his own coaches and training staff.
There's a reason a lot of the media refer to him as Steve Superior. He's got a huge ego. The man won the Heisman Trophy. Had a long career in the NFL, has won a national championship in college. He's very, very successful, but he's got a huge ego.
All that being said, I'm not going to rule out the possibility that he could have played potentially, and that he could have helped his team, and that maybe they win by two touchdowns if he plays, and that maybe he is thinking about his future. It's certainly a possibility, but I'd have to have a lot of evidence before I was willing to make that reach.
Well, as hard as he's played, and some of the plays he's made for you, how could you question his desire to go out and play?
Yeah, I don't see why. Here's what I don't understand, Wally, and this is what bothers me. And I'm as cynical as anybody. I question almost everything. But I don't understand the interest or it's almost eagerness by these national pundits to poke at the kid. I don't get it. I saw Colin Coward today, and he was talking to Kirk Herbstreit. And he was basically saying everything he could negative about Jadeveon Clowney. Well, we already talked yesterday about what Feinbaum said. I don't understand your eagerness to poke at a kid when you don't have all the information.
I'll tell you what it is. They're trying to be bigger than the story. That announcer, that TV personality, will throw anybody under the bus to get people like us to talk about him on radio.
Yeah. Well, mission accomplished.
That's Coward.
I know this. Coward doesn't need me to do that.
Nah.
I was disappointed in him, though, because I usually like Colin Coward. I don't like to be sensational for sensational sake. Some stuff needs to be blown up. And some stuff, here's my thing. Unless I have enough information, I'm not going after a kid over something like this. And it's too easy.
During the Petrino stuff, I was on Colin's show.
Yeah?
I didn't know who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not necessarily a household name in the way that a lot of guys are. So I don't know if that's crazy. Wally, let's get into the matchup. Whether Clowney plays or not, Arkansas is the underdog this week. It's a six-point line. If he comes out 100% and says he plays, I don't know if the line moves. The bottom line is Arkansas is a home underdog this week. Talk to me about what kinds of advantages. This is what we've been doing lately. What kinds of advantages does Arkansas have, if any? And it all starts with, can they run the ball against them, Clowney or no Clowney?
Absolutely. You know, for one thing, I think there's still going to be a huge crowd. There's something, and Bielema mentioned this, homecoming still means a lot to the alumni. And there are people that plan their whole fall around being at homecoming. It's the only tickets they want. So I think the crowd's going to be great. I think it'll neutralize the early start if Carolina had any advantage there. And I do think Arkansas's getting better and better. And if they can come out and score on their very first drive, they've got a real shot. In fact, I'm going to go ahead. I was going to save this for overtime tomorrow. But my prediction is Arkansas wins in an upset.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, give me a couple reasons. I'll tell you what, give me three. Give me three reasons why.
I think Collins is getting better and better. He's adjusting to the speed of the SEC faster than I thought he would.
Writing this down. Okay, Collins.
I actually think Brandon Allen is a good quarterback, and I know that he did not have a great game, but he did have seven drops, five of them for first down. I think he's going to be out to prove something this weekend. And they have the best kicker in college football.
Okay. All right, there's three good reasons. You didn't give me
one defensive
reason. So they're going to score enough to win.
That's what I think. Yeah.
But look, it does tell me a lot that the line is only six of what Vegas thinks, A, about Arkansas, and like you said, they are getting better every week. There is no question this is a team that is truly improving week to week.
Yeah, they can't have stupid penalties and they can't have turnovers.
But also, I'm not sure how much they believe in South Carolina, so that could have something to do with it too.
Well, you know, Matt said yesterday he thinks they're the most overrated team in college football, or in the SEC.
I'll tell you what, we're going to do this. I don't mean to poke at LSU, but this bothered me. We talked about it in the fall before the actual football started. It's homecoming in Fayetteville this weekend. Like you said, a lot of people are going to turn out no matter what the opponent is. But I commend Arkansas for putting South Carolina on the schedule as the opponent. They could have put some easier games on there. LSU went the other way. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. To tickets to a good homecoming game this weekend in Fayetteville, tell me who LSU is playing for homecoming this week. It is laughable.
You know, I heard Keith lamenting on the halftime show on Saturday about what happened to playing a double directional school on homecoming. When do you play, you know, a top 15 program?
Yeah, look, if I was Arkansas, I could make an excuse for it this year. If you're a national power like LSU, you have no business doing that kind of thing. And my whole point was, and some people disagree, but like you said, Wally, some people only come back once a year, and it is for homecoming, and there's a reason why. They come back for homecoming because there's a lot of fun stuff to do for alumni.
Yeah, people come from all over the country
for
this.
If I come back to watch this joke of a game, I'm hot. I ain't happy.
I wonder how many times Arkansas is the homecoming opponent this year.
No, that's a good point. I do know this. I think it's Missouri. Maybe he's playing South Carolina as a homecoming opponent this year. Somebody else is, and I was like, really? Surprising. Fred, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
I had a question on pro for all y'all.
Yes?
With the salary cap and the underperformance of Darren McFadden, who do you think he'll be traded to?
Well, he won't be traded because it's a contract year, so he's going to be a free agent. It's 6 years in, which is amazing. That's what's crazy, Fred, is Darren McFadden is finishing his sixth year in the NFL.
Unbelievable.
A lot of people, you see people take chances all the time on guys who have all sorts of potential, which Darren has, if he can stay healthy. So I think he's going to be a viable option for a lot of places. So I'm not sure. I would bet, though, that he doesn't stay in Oakland.
Yeah, I want to send him to New England is where I want him.
I guarantee you Tom Brady wouldn't mind having him.
Well, I don't think the Oakland scheme doesn't fit him very well. And that quarterback calls his own number too much.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is we talked to him in the offseason while we did that camp here at Mile High School, and he said he felt like the scheme, and it was more of his own read scheme. It's supposed to be similar to what he did at Arkansas. That fits his deal. It ain't working. And when you don't have a great offensive line or a very good offensive line and you don't have a lot of a passing threat, it's hard because people are loading the box a la what Arkansas is facing now.
But that's what he's faced for 6 years is not having a great offensive line.
Well, I just don't see why anybody would want to go sign with with Oakland coming from another team, never mind the fact that he's been there up front and seeing it for 6 years, you know, with showers that don't work and playing on a baseball field right now. I mean, Oakland's
they
not...
They do work. They just go the wrong way.
Yeah, they kind of come up from the floor instead of coming down from the ceiling.
Right.
If I were him, I'd want to get out of there as quickly as I possibly could.
Most of them haven't broke a sweat yet anyway.
Well, he didn't last week. Fred, anything else?
I had a comment. You know, I had a question for Wally, actually.
Has he been drinking? No. He's still picking Arkansas this weekend.
Well, I'll take that bet. How much ever I'll cover him, whatever he wants. The question I had is, I have an over-under for him.
Okay.
With Brent Musburger. Hmm. Does he have over or under 9 teleprompter men during a game?
Oh, over.
Over or not?
Oh,
under,
yeah.
Teleprompter what?
Teleprompter man. Yeah, the over's like minus 540. So
what's a teleprompter man?
Yeah, that tells you what to say.
Oh.
Aha. Let me tell you a Brent Musburger story quick.
Actually,
I heard that one already, Wally, but go ahead.
Final Four, 1988 or something in Seattle. He still did the Final Four at the time. In fact, it was his last one. He walks into the hotel, the media hotel, and I'm standing there by the entrance, and I hear him tell his cameraman, turn on the light. I want everybody to see me.
See his bad toupee. Hey, Fred, appreciate the call. Is there a man in the world who is more oddly constructed than Brent Musburger? I mean, he wanted to, shine a light on a very attractive woman during the championship game, and that was all fine and dandy. I have no problem with that. But when I look at his physical structure, that is one of the weirdest built dudes I've ever seen in my life. I saw him coming out of the trailer the other day at Northwestern. I was thinking, of all the Northwestern grads, you dig up Brent Musburger, although he was calling the game, it was convenient.
Right.
I was kind of expecting to see Wilbon or somebody like that. But he's just a weird built dude, man. I've never seen a guy that is stranger looking. And maybe it's the fact that he wears a sports coat that is like four sizes too big for him. I don't know what the deal is. Look, I'm locked in an eternal damnation of being somewhere between an extra large and a large.
You're
hard.
You're wearing a medium today.
This is a large. It's a hard deal, man. I can't find a shirt that fits.
Goes to the gym one day and he goes and gets a small shirt.
Wally, the XL's too big. The large is too small. What's a man to do?
Go shirtless.
That's not going to help anybody. I'm not at Orgeron. Carrie.
Hey, guys.
You want to answer a question or do you want to see me with my shirt off?
I
got you.
I don't know. This is a hard decision.
Yeah.
The LSU is playing the all convict. I mean, the Gators. The Gators. That's who they're playing. Yeah.
They are not playing the Gators for their homecoming game because that would actually be a good game. They are playing Florida this week. The question was, who are they playing for homecoming?
Oh, I thought you said, who are they playing this week?
No. How intimately familiar are you with their schedule? Do you know who they play for homecoming? One?
No.
Two? I can't give you Google search time. Carrie?
Let me look at their website.
Let me. You know I love you, but to quote Lieutenant Colonel Frank R. Slade, clean the wax out of your ears. You got to listen closely, my man. Take off your Darth Vader helmet and listen in.
I'm a busy man. Hey, speaking of which, Weird Al's coming into town. We're going to be there.
I will be there also.
When?
Next Thursday in Texarkana.
Yep.
I got my tickets a month ago.
The good side or the bad side?
Next Thursday in Texarkana.
It's at the Perot Theater, the historic Perot Theater.
Is that in Arkansas or
it's in Texas.
It's one block over into the Texas side.
Boo! I won't go. I won't go because of that.
Oh, you better go. This is the last time he's going to be in concert for several years, according to his people.
Until his next album comes out, he's not going on tour.
I've driven a couple of hours to go see Weird Al before. I'm a huge fan. I'm outing myself as a complete geek here, but that's okay.
Is it?
It's perfectly okay. Don't worry. But I don't think I could go all the way to Texarkana for it.
Matt's going.
I am.
You're taking a day off work for
it? I am. And I'm going to stop by Bill Clinton's childhood home on the way back.
You know, I don't know if they dedicated it or what they did there. I actually did a...
No, it's on the way. So.
You know, but I'm saying I did a media deal there one day. It was in a rainstorm, and he was 2 hours late. Shocker. Anyway, I don't know what we were even there for.
I'll tell you this. There's not a harder working man in show business. When it comes to a concert, mm-hmm. Weird Al Yankovic is the hardest working man in show biz. He would make James Brown jealous.
Have you met Matt Travis? I'm sorry, Phil. Maybe the
second
hardest working. This guy goes to all the shows that we need to know about without going to them. What was the one last one you went to?
Oh, at the Rev Room?
Mm-hmm.
Twisted?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Group you've never heard of.
Who is LSU playing for homecoming? The Realist.
What's up, man? They're playing Furman.
Man, that's terrible, man. Come on.
I need some tickets, bro.
I got some tickets for you. You know that game is horrible.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
That's like Florida playing Georgia Southern and y'all playing whoever.
I don't know who.
Samford.
I'm not sure who USC would play to get to that level. I don't know what the worst FCS or NAIA school they could come up with out of California, but there are a bunch of options.
Well, check this out. Why do you have to drag? We talking about LSU.
I know. I'm just sorry.
What you talking about?
Because they're a three-letter school. I don't know. Does it bother you when they call the Gamecocks USC?
Yeah, I just say the real USC when I say it.
Yeah.
Everybody getting confused, you know. With Steven Spurrier, he dead wrong for questioning if the guy hurt or not. You are exactly right. That's the smartest thing I heard you say in a long time.
Now, realist. You know,
besides,
I say smart.
I was a good caller. I heard you tell
me. A, you know that I say smart stuff all the time. And B, now that you agree with me, I'm going to totally flip the script and say that Spurrier is right on and Clown is being a wimp. I appreciate
it.
Right,
my wife is a Razorback fan, so, you know.
Woo pig realist.
Yeah, she's a Razorback fan.
Well, enjoy it. You know what? Take her to the game. It's the nicest thing you've done for her in a long time, because most of the time when she's trying to get your attention, you're like, I'll talk to you in a minute. I'm on hold with the Buzz.
Nah, I just took her to the butcher shop not too long ago.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. You're a sweetheart. All right, well, hang on. We'll get you some tickets.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. You're welcome. How about thank you? You answer an easy trivia question. You're getting all cocky on me. Relax over there. I totally disagree now with my previous point. Steve Spurrier is right on, and he's just challenging Clowney, and Clowney needs to step his game up and be the leader that he's supposed to be. You lead by example. Right, Wally?
Now you're getting cantankerous. I make one comment about your shirt.
I'm with you.
You get upset.
No, I'm trying to disagree with the realist.
You look very muscular today.
Thank you, Wally. I'm all swole up.
Look at those biceps.
I agree. I'm uncomfortable. I agree with Wally, says James. Well, this is going to be a great email, isn't it? If Brandon Allen's playing against Rutgers, I think the Hogs win. Derby didn't lose the game, but he didn't win it. Why are people overlooking the defense? It's ranked third in the SEC. That's a huge difference from the Petrino era. Arkansas's defense is ranked third in the SEC? In what?
Overall, I think they are.
In yardage?
Yeah, but it takes all the games into account.
Yeah, no, I know, but still, that's surprising to me. I guess I need to look at my – I got to get my facts straight. Get some facts and come back and see me.
John L. Smith was 2-2 going into last weekend.
Is he?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Earning his $70,000.
Yeah, he's right about this. I'm looking at the national rankings on total defense, and Florida's ranked second. Alabama is 12th. And then you go down to number 27, and there's Arkansas, so they'd be third in the SEC.
Wally, see, that goes without saying.
But they dropped 7 spots from last week.
That's why Wally pointed out the 3 offensive points, because he says the defense goes without saying that it's going to do a good job. The offense is 12th and still putting up points. I don't understand why people aren't more excited about not only the future, but the improvements the Hogs have made this year. James, I'm excited, because A, you agreed with Wally, and B, you make some valid points. Thank you very much for schooling me up. Ben. Ben gave up. Ben was probably calling in for the trivia question that he can't answer. Well, it's not that he couldn't. It's just that it's not available anymore. I'll come up with some other stupid question later in the week. We do have more tickets to give away to the Arkansas-South Carolina game. I think it's going to be well attended. I hope that the weather cooperates, Wally.
I haven't heard a forecast. Have you?
There's a 30% chance of rain in central Arkansas this weekend, I believe, on Saturday. I don't know about up there, and I don't know what time of day it's supposed to hit. But with an 11 o'clock start, I'll say you get a better-than-average chance that it'll be okay. I would also say there's a 100% chance that you will not get wet in the press box.
40% chance rain, high of 77, and a low of 59 on Saturday in beautiful Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. I love waking up with that cool morning when I go out to get my paper, that crisp fall air. So nice. Philip, in your neck of the woods, there's a college football story that we'll take into the break. Penn State ticket department got a little overzealous with their ticket sales for this weekend's game against Michigan. According to Onward State, Penn State Athletics oversold student section tickets for the annual whiteout game over the summer, which will lead to the possibility of the student section being over capacity on Saturday night. Somebody call Fire Marshal Bob. Penn State attributed the mistake to a Ticketmaster glitch. No, not Ticketmaster! In an attempt to resolve the mishap, an email was sent to students offering the option to trade in their student season ticket for one of the 3 packages, a 50% discount on guaranteed student season ticket for 2014, or 2 free tickets to next year's homecoming game, probably not playing Furman, a $200 donation to Thon in the student's name. I don't know what Thon is.
The Dance Marathon. It's a huge charity event that Penn State's been putting on for decades.
No thanks. Why don't you just give it to the Human Fund? And last but not least, an option, pregame field access to a future 2013 home game against Illinois, boo, Purdue, booer, or Nebraska. Eh, maybe.
Look, I think Penn State probably did something to mitigate this disaster when they lost to Indiana over the weekend.
Did Indiana wear all pink uniforms over the weekend?
I don't know. Usually that just means that the white and the red jerseys got mixed in the same wash.
Well, my resident Big Ten fan, who will remain nameless, we'll call him the pigskin preacher to protect his anonymity, texted me early in the day on Saturday and said, Indiana is wearing pink uniforms. How appropriate. I don't even know what he meant by that. Reggie Herring would have been proud.
That's just Big Ten humor.
I don't get Big Ten humor.
What's left of it?
I'll tell you, there's nothing funny about how good Crazy Mike's food is, though, Phil. Dynamite segue. Crazy Mike's, we went there the other day. Phil made up his own dish. I need to take you in there, and you can make up your own dish. I made my own dish.
You've been promising this for weeks. It's not going to happen.
I know. I'm going to keep promising
until
it does.
I'm going to keep going on my own, though.
Need to put my creation on the menu.
Okay, so here's the deal. My creation, the Justin Acri, which nobody knows about except for me and now you if you listen. But if you go in there and say, I need the Justin Acri, they'll say, A, who, and B, what is it? So here's what it is. You take the Thai chili sauce from the Thai chili wings. You put it on the shrimp. They stuff it in a po' boy sandwich. It is spectacular. Okay. Now, the Phil Elson is a hush puppy that is cut in half, and you put the garlic parmesan and butter from the garlic parmesan wings stuck in there. Then you add in some crawfish bisque.
Then there's the topper that's what's left over from the crawfish bisque down at the bottom of the bowl.
But you put one more thing, a little Tabasco.
A little Tabasco on
the
top.
Oh, it was showtime.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's good.
Really good. Yes.
And stays with you all day.
Yeah. And sometimes tomorrow. Depending on how regular you are, I didn't think there could be improved upon the hush puppies there, but that was a pretty special thing over there. Anyway, it's always good, and it's open at 11 o'clock every day during the week. Closed on Sundays.
And they're fast.
Yes. Yes. Like Jadavian Clown.